way. But I never thought that I would ever do it. So Sarah, you inspired me to do it.
Oh, good. Yeah. Like distract you or
derail your plans and your best of intentions.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I get nervous on Mondays. Wednesday's my off day, but I do Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And I'm like, I meet my chiropractor on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, which is kind of a smart move because then you can adjust my elbow. Look at that elbows. So it's kind of I don't know if it's sort of done on purpose that way or what, but anyway, I think working out with, you work out by yourself, Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't work out with people.
That's like my husband. We've tried. It doesn't work.
No, I would never work out with Garth. Forget that. But I do like the workouts on my own, but then I like the spotting, of my buddy. So I kind of keep those workouts for him. Anyway. Cool. So Rose is working.
Yeah, Rose.
Does 8:30 a.m. work for people, like, for next one, just so we can include her for maybe 15 minutes or something? Is 8:30 too? Yeah, Denise, that works for you. What about you, Sarah?
I'll be I can if you guys don't mind my camera being off. I'll be working out for half an hour. Like, I'd be working out from 8:30 to 9. Then I could throw my camera on at 9.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll talk about that, Bianca, because unfortunately Rose didn't come. She teaches yoga class, I think, at that time. So
I know. It's tough.
I know it's tough. I know it's kind of tough. We're still waiting on Beth. Hopefully she can show up.
We'll see. I don't know if she's going to be able to make this one.
I'm here on the AWS network. Sorry, ladies.
Oh, you were there.
I hear you.
I don't know. I'm still logged in under the AWS account. I can log back out and come in under my
say that, and then you turn your darn camera on. It's like
she puts everyone to shame.
No.
All right. Well, I don't think we're gonna need a whole hour today. To be honest, I just obviously wanted an opportunity to connect again. And I do apologize. I had the intention of sending out an agenda on Friday and I wasn't feeling great. And so everything just went sideways that day. So, so I'll just kind of work through it. So we really just want to go through a few updates and I'm going to have Megan kick it off just to kind of revisit the wellness strategy connection with health coaches and tie in Verona, who is our newest addition. I know everyone's
okay. Yeah.
Oh, so you haven't met Sarah yet.
No, I saw Laura at London Hydro as well as Rose.
Oh yeah, you had a busy week, so you had some opportunities to connect with people.
Sarah, hopefully I will meet you in person soon.
Well, we have our next on-site day, November 21st. So you get to meet Sarah. Yeah. I always love running into as many familiar faces as we can because it's kind of nice. Cause we all work remote and that's the tough part is we want to try to optimize as much as we can when we're on site and different things. And so that's great, Verona, that you were able to meet Rose and see and work with Rose.
And Laura.
That's awesome. So. Super. So we are ecstatic to have Verona on the team. We got, in looking at our game plan moving forward, we wanted to not only the clients, but the strategy behind what the clients are doing. So if there is, there's best practices, there's four kind of top best practices that from a strategy perspective, we're really focused in on optimizing those. And there's some clients do it really, 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 really well. And there's some clients that need some assistance and work with it. And so part of our kind of decision to bring somebody on was to help us with some re-engagement of some of the clients on site. I know we've been kind of back on site in some cases. We do have virtual clients as well as, you know, have turned to virtual because of the pandemic and never gone back. So we're wanting to optimize engagement, and that might mean on-site events and on-site presence and doing some on-site things. It could mean an on-site wellness committee meeting. It could mean an on-site leadership meeting. Anything we can do. That will transcend very nicely, we believe, into the connection from the program to the health coach. So we've been doing this for 21 years. Oh, happy work anniversary, everyone. Our business is 21. Isn't that nuts? Yay. It's so crazy. I know. When I say this joke, I'm like, I'm not 21. But anyway, because what we're really wanting to accomplish, since, as you recall, I called everybody personally in June, the 1st of June kind of thing, and to reiterate our commitment to ensuring that the health coaches know what's going on pertaining to the strategy and the programs. And so we established a few protocols. Our My Silly Monday messages, I know they're kind of silly, but hopefully I know Denise likes seeing them. She always sends me a note back. And then also our connection with Verona to from the program strategy to use examples. So we added all of the ONE champions to attend. It was like a couple of weeks ago now. And Verona's work is going to be really building into each of the wellness champions at each of the 38 branches. I don't know how many there are. I'm just making that number up. But an opportunity to put a face physically to a name, and that relationship will sort of evolve with under Verona's strategic advising. Now, so her role is going to definitely be in kind of taking the program from our servicing team to our, you know, wellness champions, depending on who they are. And then also ensuring that you as health coaches know what's happening from a program perspective. So we want to make that tie a little bit more obvious. And that is going to be Verona's main role. We're still trying to bombarded her for a full 4 or 5 weeks with, here's our business. This is what we do. She participated in everything I did. And just sort of from sales to proposal writing to on-site events to meeting you as health coaches, she's done a lot of stuff. So now we're going to be sort of making some decisions on what that's going to actually look like for her. But that gives you, I hope, some the connection from program to you. So those are some of the things that we wanted to evolve. Another element of our commitment to ensuring the health coaches know what's going on from a program strategy perspective is ensuring the hub is up to date with various events and campaigns and programs that your clients are seeing or will be seeing coming up. So just a quick reminder on that, that we have that set up now, so you'll know what happens. Let your clients know. Another element that we didn't necessarily, well, we wanted just to evolve it to make it even more impactful. So that's the relationship piece that I wanted to share from a high level. Bianca, did I miss anything? I don't know. I could have.
No, I do think that a lot of things like it is going to keep evolving, and we're going to just see how things can improve, right? So I do, not necessarily with Verona's role, but I know I've been a little bit more involved in even like the email communication, Denise with you, with Sarah and Laura, and I know, you know, continue obviously to connect with Beth when certain things are coming on, or you have ideas. And, you know, for example, Denise, I know you reached out to Beth, last week about doing something, on Halloween, and like, that's all great stuff. So look at things from a high level, broader, perspective. And I think we can kind of, I'd like to get a better idea of how things are working as well. So doesn't necessarily change how you guys are doing it. I think I'm, you know, don't take it the wrong way, but I'm like sticking my nose in. I just kind of like to see, what's happening. And I love hearing the feedback. And I know Sarah, you shared some feedback about, the walk around you did at A. Raymond. Like all of that is extremely valuable because like you're there, right? You kind of know, Megan and Verona have these conversations and everyone always has the best intentions, but sometimes when we actually do it and execute, you're going to see, you know what, this didn't quite go very well, or this worked really well in this environment, but not so much. So at least with that information, we can tweak and we can go back to the original plan. And it's coming from our health coaches who are on site, who are interacting with your employees. That's really valuable. So, if I am sending you emails or sometimes it'll, you know, come from that, just asking me back, why we just want to make sure. We also want to make sure that doing other activities, you want to feel like you're doing something right. So we don't want to be in a position where it's just like, okay, you know, Sarah, go and do that. And you're just like, this isn't just, it's not working. So, definitely want your insight and your feedback on whatever you're doing with clients. but yeah, does anyone have any questions about that? I mean, and by means, I think you feel you can do that, but even in between, like ask questions, send me an email, send her own email, whatever, you know, open communication is really important, obviously. Any questions about that kind of dynamic and how we're kind of starting Rona more into things or no? Okay. I have a couple of updates. So they touch on what's happening with different clients. Is just to make sure that you're familiar with what's going on, right? So we can kind of really look at the program client more on a more comprehensive approach, even if it's not something
Lisa.
Hi, sorry.
Also, add a method to kind of for coaches to take requests, information that would be helpful to you, or share something that you feel is really valuable, or, you know, recommendations that you give to your clients. So just a reminder that those small and have a peek. I haven't seen anything added to there. I know everyone's busy. Just wanted to remind you that that is there. Also, just continue your comments. To team support. Obviously, you know, it's a tech issue. But also just anything generally. And it's just to ensure. So that's kind of the central thing, the central location where everything comes in. And then we can make sure that, you know, if it's a tech issue, Garth is likely going to address that. If it's something servicing, then that gets forwarded to Beth. Could be something that gets forwarded to Laura. And really, it's just a way for us to understand maybe common things that are coming up from your perspective that we're not aware of, right? Because I know sometimes, and I hope this is getting better, but I just don't want as health coaches, you know, by yourself. There could be things that you just kind of sort through and figure out, and that's fine. But if there are common things that are continuing to come up, then it could be something that we really need to look at and address. So that's really the only reason. Sarah, your hand is raised. I didn't even know you could do that.
I learned this in one of my training things. It's much easier than just interrupting. So my question is, like, we have submitted something. I feel like we never get feedback as to when it's fixed or if it's been fixed. So I give you an example. King reached out to me. He's the one that's booking in clients for us. He reached out to me and basically said, all of a sudden my availability has disappeared for like a certain week. Garth know, and I'm left not knowing if email should be the one who reach out to servicing.
Yeah. So that fell down then, because you should have gotten a response to kind of that. I kind of heard bits and pieces. I know Garth was working with Jared. There's something was going on in the back end, which whatever you had in, he wasn't able to see. So, it's my understanding that he kind of explained to him a workaround so that he could actually see what you had available. But to be fair, you should have received an explanation as to what the result of that was. So that's something that we'll need to keep in mind. And it's primarily Garth that's kind of filtering through the emails. I'd like to be more involved in that myself. Unfortunately, my time doesn't always allow that, but I'll make sure I have a conversation with him too. And just make sure that, if you do submit something, And not that this needs to be the solution, but if you don't, a friendly nudge just saying, you know what, like, I just kind of know where it's at. I don't want that to be the practice. But if, you know, sometimes it does fall through the cracks, by all means, just, yeah, don't feel like you have to be left in the dark.
Okay.
What else? Oh, so I know it's October, but it's the end of October and like the holidays are going to get here, which is scary, quicker than we want it to. So obviously we'll circle back as we get closer, but just a heads up for everyone. So the last day of servicing slash coaching would be on Friday, December 20th, and then we'll be back up and running for January 6th. So as usual, like, you know, you don't need to make up the time during that time period. We'll send a reminder as we get closer to that. December payments would be due on that, on the 20th. If for some reason, you know, you can't do that or they come in later, then they'll be paid out with, the January invoices. Okay. So, obviously that'll be in the minutes that I send out, but we'll send it another reminder message closer to. So, Sarah, you brought up the fact that, King has been connecting with some of you. So he's been, trying to connect with some past clients who haven't seen anyone in the platform or so, just to kind of give them an option. So, I believe we're sitting at 9 appointments, have been booked through that process. So he's going to continue doing that. And thank you for and just a reminder, obviously, you know this, but if anything changes, like, you're not obligated to keep those spots open if something changes with your schedule or whatever. As long as that's just kept up to date, then he knows what he needs to do. And if there's any issues like what happened with you, Sarah, then obviously we'll kind of sort through that. Yeah, just keep your availability open and hopefully we'll get even more of those sessions booked for you as well. Any other comments or questions or concerns about that kind of process?
I think it's probably also just another layer of everyone's understanding of why we have King in the background. So we decided, how long, Bianca? Like, he's been working with Chris pretty closely. We made the decision to hire a admin support company called UpLevel, and King was matched to us. So he works, I think, 20 hours a week for us, I think, 10?
10
hours a week. And so the original plan was for King to do a lot of prospecting for us. So like on LinkedIn and connecting with people and trying to get new meetings and Chris meetings for new business. And that process has been going well from a perspective of, if I present at a conference, they have a full system. Bianca has coordinated a system for follow-up with some of these clients. So not only is King helping, you know, booking some additional appointments, but he's also working closely with Chris on the prospecting side. And so there is a process that's been in place for the last 3 months or so that allows, again, just King's time to be used very, very well. So when we see for him to engage us a little differently, like connecting with people who haven't seen a coach in 6 months, then that is something that he also does. So So that's the kind of relationship you have with this, with this admin support person. So I just wanted everyone to.
Yeah, that's good. Sorry. I didn't think of that. I think sometimes I just get so used to how things are going that I forget sometimes other people aren't familiar with that. But, I mean, I would say that probably the majority of his time is spent supporting the sales process, but any sort of opportunities that we can leverage him, and by all means, if you as coaches have ideas for, any sort of admin support, like bring that to us as well. And we can kind of see if we can establish a process to involve him in that. So he was also involved in, administering a survey that, we past participants who last. And this is probably a process that we'll just continue to do over time just to get feedback on, you know, what participants are thinking. Are they happy? Are there things that they would wish was a little bit different? And I mean, obviously as coaches, you're establishing a relationship with them. So if something needs to change, I'm sure they would tell you. Sometimes maybe just from a more, anonymous perspective, there's always a chance they can share some information. So he did send that out, and Verona spent some time looking at the results and putting together a bit of a summary. So I wanted to take some time to share that with you, so you have some insight on what the feedback from that survey was. So Verona, are you able to share your screen?
Can you see my screen?
I can. Can everybody else? Okay.
Just gonna start from the beginning. Okay, cool. So first of all, I'm really happy I met a few of you, and I'm really excited to meet all the health coaches soon, because it's really great to put faces to names, especially here. Clients, how much they love health coaching. I'm still learning the business, so bear with me as, you know, I learn how health coaching works and all of that. But I put this survey results together, and that also helped me a little bit more about what clients, how they see health coaching. So I'll just go over it. So from the survey results, we saw that 110 people opened the survey, but only 49 responded. But I think 49 is still a really good number. Someone who opened it, it's about half. So the results we have here are based on those 49 responses. So the first question was, what company are you with? And by no surprise, you can see that London Hydro is probably our biggest health coaching company. Because even when I was there last week, every time I tried to promote health coaching, they were like, oh yeah, I'm already with Rose, I'm already with Laura. It seemed like almost 90% of employees take part in health coaching. So here are the rest of the companies. You have Libro would be second, and then City of Richmond and Hill. And obviously that's only based on the people that did respond, but I think it's a good general theme of like who's using it the most versus least. And I think this is a good opportunity to see how the companies that only have one responses or two, how we can get them to that London Hydro level and get more to the surveys as well as participate in health coaching. And if you guys have any questions at any time, just interrupt me. The next question was how long they've been participating in health coaching. The numbers in these circles are how many people responded. So 22 people are more than 2 years, 14 is 1 to 2 years, and 13 is less than a year. And again, I like that 13 number because that means within the last year, we're still getting new people join health coaching. I know at London Hydro, a lot of people were like, oh, I've been doing this for 15 years, for 10 years. So we have a lot of long-term people participating in health coaching, but we're still getting new people, which is really great. And we want to keep promoting health coaching as well. How many sessions have you had or have you attended? And then 7 is 1 to 5. Obviously, those 1 to 5 people are the ones we also want to kind of focus on and get them to participate in more. And I think that's where King's role comes in as well, where he's reaching out to some of those people who maybe only had one session and see if he can rebook them or why they're not continuing. But it's really great that most of the people who take part in health coaching are doing 10 or more sessions, which means they like it and they want to keep going. The next question was what was the primary focus of the sessions? And we can see here that most sessions were between stress management and fitness, with stress management being number one. And even those other, anytime it said other people were able to pick and versus our vision. And then we have meditative and behavior change, which again, I would say falls into kind of stress management or all of them. And then stress and sleep, which again are within those topics. So looks like mental health is probably our biggest concern out there. And that's good for you to know as maybe you're promoting health coaching, to really focus on that stress management, or maybe if you have someone who's already talking about fitness and nutrition, we can start bringing in stress management because that seems like it's a big concern for people. The next one was, how has your health coach provided you with action items and scheduled follow-up sessions? Everyone said yes. We had no no's. So that's really great that everyone is following up and getting action items to leave the session with. And then would you prefer to frequently, people like the pace of the health coaching sessions, whether it's every 4 to 6 weeks, depending on who it is. There are a few people out there who want to attend more frequently. Obviously, this is confidential, so we don't know who those people are, but this is an opportunity for you to follow up with your clients as you're meeting with them and see if they would like to meet more frequently, if we can somehow fit them in within your schedules. How satisfied are you with the overall quality of your health coaching sessions? So it looks like most people were very satisfied or satisfied. We had no one saying they were dissatisfied. So again, really great news here. Everyone's really happy with these sessions. So I have no comments here. And then how helpful is your health coach in supporting you towards your goals? Were our top results here. And then we have a few people that said somewhat helpful. No one said no, not helpful at all. So again, great news here. Everyone is taking something out of these sessions. They're recommending it to others and are happy with it. And here's what aspects of health coaching program have been most valuable to you. So in this question, people were able to pick more than one topic. So it's personal advice, accountability and motivation, tools and resources provided, and emotional support. So it looks like personal advice here was our top result. Most people, I think, like just having someone to talk to, stepping away from work, talking about, their goals or getting that advice from the health coaches, and they really value that. And then tools and resources were next on the list. So I think the resources we have are really valuable. and refinement of value. How would you rate the ease of scheduling and attending your health coaching sessions? So everyone said it's very easy. One person said difficult, and the comment, there was like a place to put in comments here, was that being on the road makes it hard for people to, or for you, them to attend their session sometime or to make it to their session. And I think obviously that's just specific to that person. But if you have someone who's maybe more operations, more on the road, or, you know, isn't always able to make their sessions, maybe talk to them about the Zoom options or the phone call options so that they're not having to rush back to the office to get on the health coaching session. Yeah, that's the main opportunity there. And then, would you recommend health coaching to others? And the answer is yes, and all around. And I saw this at Hydro whenever were attending health coaching, but if there was ever a time where I had someone at the booth with someone who's never done health coaching, they were constantly talking about it. They're like, you've got to sign up for health coaching, put your name down. They were really pushing people, which made my work easier because I didn't need to talk about it, but people were really excited about health coaching. And the last question was, if you could change anything about the sessions, what would it be? So as you have all the comments here and you can read them on your own, but most people said nothing. I highlighted the ones that had some kind of feedback, and that was someone would like to report at the end of each session of like what they talked about, maybe the specific exercises. And I know you give resources at the end of each session, but maybe just like a summary. Obviously, I don't know case by case basis, but maybe a summary of what was talked about. Another person said the sessions minute session. And that's good to know that maybe we don't need the full 30 minutes. And, you know, if someone wants only 15 minutes, we could potentially schedule two different sessions in that time. I don't know. Obviously, I'll leave it up to Bianca and Megan with any feedback there. But, and then someone else said I would like them to take place over the phone or Zoom for increased privacy. And we do have those options available. So maybe that person also just doesn't know that we can do it over Zoom, so an opportunity to follow up with your clients and just let them know that we have those options. Any just questions?
A quick comment, throw an awesome job with that from a kind of new fresh person looking at some of this stuff. I think there's some value to that from a strategy perspective, which is exactly why we had you take this on. That King would have sent out to some past clients. So if someone only wants 15 minutes, then I think at this point, if they can take up to 30 minutes. So I think with scheduling two people in two 15-minute blocks, and I don't know if Laura's still on the call, that might be a little more challenging because sometimes they might go over, sometimes they might go under. So the kind of rule of thumb we've had in place since day one was up to 30 minutes. So Laura, are you still on?
Oh,
you're
I am. Yep.
Oh, hey.
Yep. Yeah, I'm still on.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, you can't do 15 minutes. I mean, it's up to 30 minutes, and you sort of just gauge. I would say that most of the clients where, you know, if they have to go for a meeting, they let me know, like, I've only got 20 minutes today. Conversation, especially you've sort of gone through, you know, okay, this is what we talked about last time. You know, these are some of our target goals or our things to work on. You know, and you've sort of gone through like the food and the sleep and the stress. I always ask the question if it seems to be quick. Was there anything specific today that you were wanting to talk about? Was there anything that we missed, to kind of leave it up to them to bring anything else up? And, So yeah, I would say leave it at the 30 minutes, with that. And just to touch again, just so Verona, is aware, cause I know with being new and not really knowing the portal and the process, but of the system, but there is actually a homework, section that the health coaches fill out. So any important information that the health coaches want to send, and then any notes that were discussed actually goes to them. So it's just a reminder to health coaches to utilize that system, you know, with their appointments, as far as that goes.
Perfect. And it could be on the receiving end too. Like the employee may forget. Right, that they can get that,
for sure,
right? So, and that could be where some of that feedback is coming from. Like, you know, even the comments about only wanting to do 15 minutes or would rather them on phone versus, you know, or Zoom.
Yeah.
Those are all options. So it's, you just may not be aware. They may have forgotten. So,
And as far as seeing people more frequently, I mean, of course, people would like to go weekly or bi-weekly, but from a standpoint of trying to see as many people within the company, hours a month, you know, I want to be able to see 36 different people. Mm-hmm. And if I was seeing people every other week, then that number would cut down. So, again, just the health coaches know that. So just again, as a, you know, more of a knowledge for Verona that, you know, the 4 to 6 weeks is our standard. It's not an option unless someone is in distress.
Yeah. I was just going to say that,
had,
Laura,
that's the difference. If someone is in distress, then that is okay. But usually health coaches will come to me and say, listen, I've been meeting with someone, this is going on. And it, you know, it's more approved or just acknowledged, but that's not a habit that we want to make, that we can offer it more frequently just because they want more, type of thing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I think overall, my main from this is how you get clients and health coaching as London Hydro. So what are we doing great there and how we can apply that to other? And like, if anyone has feedback, I'd love to hear that. And that's kind of where my role comes in. I'm going to start connecting with each of those clients, seeing how we can be on site more, whether it's more health coaching hours that we can add, or we can, or just me being there doing client work, then we just want more engagement.
Yeah, one of the things that we're working on, just so everyone knows, from 2025 perspective, is we do have some on-site events